my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Welcome to Alive, this is Claire here. No music today, sorry about that. For some reason, I seem to have mislaid my box with all of my bits and pieces in it. But what we're going to do today, we're going to look at another apparition of Our Lady, which has been approved by the church, and it's a very prophetic apparition, and it's La Salette in France, where Our Lady appeared to two young children who looked after some cows, Melanie, who was age 14, and Maximin, who was 11, in La Salette, in the high mountains of southern France. Now, this apparition occurred on the 19th of September in 1846. Now, the children had only actually just met. Maximin had only recently come into the employment of one of the people in the district who ran some cows, and Melanie had always looked after her cows alone. And when Maximin, the day before, asked to join her, she was actually quite annoyed because she just enjoyed her own company. But after a while, she realised that Maximin was actually quite fun and they got on quite well. So the next day, they were out looking after their cows, and in the afternoon, after having their lunch, they had a nap. And when they woke up, they were quite startled because they couldn't see their cows anywhere, and they were really worried that they'd gone over a ravine or into a gully or something worse. And there in the distance, she was quite close to them, they saw this round globe, and it was completely full of light. And then the globe opened, and they saw this beautiful woman who had her hands, her head in her hands, and she was crying. And she was dressed in a local costume, and she was surrounded by light. In fact, a bit like all of the apparitions that Our Lady has been described as, pure light, like crystal at Fatima, through sparkling water and as the sun shining through it. So Our Lady was very much bathed in light, and which, of course, ties in with Our Lady in Revelation, Apocalypse 12, greater than the sun, 12 stars on her head. Anyway, Our Lady said to the children that we didn't realise how hard it was and how she was praying so much for mankind and how desperate she was trying to hold back her son's arm of justice and how hard that was, and that she may not be able to do it much longer. And the two sins that were causing so much grief and which were going to bring down her son's arm of justice were that the people did not go to Mass on Sunday, and also that they blasphemed. And they couldn't say a sentence without putting our Lord's name inside it. So you can imagine what Our Lady would think of today's Catholics who have fallen away from the church, and, well, it's apostasy, the baptised Catholics who don't go to Mass anymore. And, of course, you know, on television and books, some people, they can't say a sentence without saying some sort of horrible word. And I won't say it, but you know this a sentence that I'm referring to. Oh my God, which so many young people say today, particularly young girls. It really hurts my ears when they say that, and I do, if I have an opportunity, I do say something because it is not nice. Anyway, a lady told the children that she reminded them how the wheat had failed last year, and that if people didn't listen and do what she asked, that there would be a famine starting with them. She talked about the walnuts, she talked about the grapes, she talked about potato, and she reminded them that this had happened in the previous season. She almost said it was no point even planting the wheat if you didn't do what I asked because it would turn to dust. And Maximum remembered that, in fact, the year before, he had seen wheat, which in his hands and his father's had actually turned to dust. And then Our Lady said that there would also be a great illness that would strike the under sevens, and if, you know, people didn't turn back to God and do what she asked. Now, the children were each given a secret, which was to be revealed later, which is exactly what happened at Fatima. At Fatima, the children were given basically one secret, which was divided into three. So when Our Lady talked to Maximum, Melanie couldn't hear, and when Our Lady talked to Melanie, Maximum couldn't hear. And it was a secret which was they were to reveal to the Pope in 1858. But Our Lady told them that in 1864, all of the devils would be loosed from hell. So very, very interesting. So who were these devils that were loosed from hell in 1864? Well, coincidentally or not, that was the first year of the International, which was the foundation of the Communist Party. They had their first meeting in London, and that's when the Communist Manifesto was shown to the communists at that meeting. So Our Lady certainly knew what she was talking about. So I'm going to actually read what the actual secret is. Now, some people, because it's quite apocalyptic, don't like the secret, but in fact it ties in very much with the secret that Our Lady gave to the children at Fatima, and then again at Garibandal, which has never been condemned, but because the prophecy is in the future, it hasn't been officially sanctioned either. But also it ties in with Akita in Japan in 1973, which of course has been approved. So this is what Our Lady said to Melanie. Melanie, what I'm about to tell you now will not always be a secret. You may make it public in 1858. The priests, ministers of my son, the priests, by their wicked lives, by their irreverence and their impiety in their celebration of the holy mysteries, by their love of money, their love of honours and pleasures, the priests have become cesspools of impurity. Yes, the priests are always asking vengeance, and vengeance is hanging over their heads. Woe to the priests and to those dedicated to God, who by their unfaithfulness and their wicked lives are crucifying my son again. The sins of those dedicated to God cry out towards heaven and call for vengeance, and now vengeance is at their door, for there is no one left to beg mercy and forgiveness for the people. There are no more generous souls. There is no one left worthy of offering a stainless sacrifice to the eternal for the sake of the world. God will strike in an unprecedented way. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. God will exhaust his wrath upon them, and no one will be able to escape so many afflictions together. The chiefs, the leaders of the people of God, have neglected prayer and penance, and the devil has bedimmed their intelligence. They have become wandering stars, which the old devil will drag along with his tail to make them perish. Now that's a very, very interesting line, because the stars of heaven have always been recognized to be the priests, because they illumine the way for the faithful on their way to heaven. And Pope John Paul II also talked about the stars being dragged down, and a third of the stars, talking about perhaps a third of the priests who have fallen away from their priestly vocation in one way or another. God will allow the old serpent to cause divisions among those who reign in every society and in every family. Physical and moral agonies will be suffered. God will abandon mankind to itself and will send punishments which will follow one after the other for more than 35 years. The society of men is on the eve of the most terrible scourges and of gravest events. Mankind must expect to be ruled with an iron rod and to drink from the chalice of the wrath of God. Now, some people equate that with the iron rod, of course, to communism, because when communism takes over a country, you have dictatorship, and that certainly is the rule of the iron rod. May the curate of my son, Pope Pius IX, never leave Rome again after 1859. May he, however, be steadfast and noble. May he fight with the weapons of faith and love. Now, of course, Pope Pius had to flee Rome because his life was in danger. And so this, again, was a prophecy for the future, which came true. I will be at his side. May he be on his guard against Napoleon. He is two-faced, and when he wishes to make himself Pope as well as Emperor, God will soon draw back from him. He is the mastermind who always is wanting to ascend further, and will fall on the sword he wished to use to force his people to be raised up. Italy will be punished for her ambition and wanting to shake off the yoke of the Lord of Lords. And so she will be left to fight a war. Blood will flow on all sides. Churches will be locked up or desecrated. Priests and religious orders will break away from the true religion. And among these people there will even be bishops. May the Pope guard against the performance of miracles, for the time has come when the most astonishing wonders will take place on the earth and in the air. In the year 1864, Lucifer, together with a large number of demons, will be unloosed from hell. They will put an end to faith little by little, even in those dedicated to God. They will blind them in such a way that unless they are blessed with a special grace, these people would take on the spirit of these angels of hell. Several religious institutions will lose all faith and will lose many souls. Evil books will be abundant on earth, and the spirits of darkness will spread everywhere, a universal slackening in all that concerns the service of God. They will have great power over nature. There will be churches built to serve these spirits. People will be transported from one place to another, and even priests, for they will not have been guided by the good spirit of the gospel, which is a spirit of humility, charity, and the zeal for the glory of God. If you've just joined us, I am just reading from a little book called The Message of the Blessed Virgin and the Mountain of La Salette, the 19th of September, 1846, when Our Lady appeared to two young children, Melanie and Maximum, and she gave them both secrets which weren't to be revealed until 1858. Everywhere there will be extraordinary wonders, as true faith has faded and false light brightens the people. Woe to the princes of the church who think only of piling riches upon riches to protect their authority and dominate with pride. The vicar of my son will suffer a great deal because for a while the church will yield to large persecution, a time of darkness, and the church will witness a frightful crisis. The true faith of the Lord having been forgotten, each individual will want to be his own and be superior to people of the same identity. They will abolish civil rights as well as ecclesiastical ones. All order and all justice would be trampled underfoot, and only homicides, hate, jealousy, lies, and dissension would be seen without love for country or family. Now that's a very, very interesting prophecy, because we are about 170 years after this prophecy was first said, and certainly today it would seem that we have a very dysfunctional world, a very sad world, a very broken world, and we have homicides, hate, jealousy, lies, dissension, without love for country or family, and that would be a pretty apt description of much of the world today. The Holy Father will suffer a great deal. I will be with him until the end and receive his sacrifice. The mischievous would attempt his life several times to do harm and shorten his days, but neither he nor his successor will see the triumph of the Church of God. All civil governments will have one and the same plan, which will be to abolish and to do away with every religious principle and make way for materialism, atheism, spiritualism, and vices of all kind. Now, that's a very, very interesting description. I think it matches quite well the one world order and the one religion of the world, which many people are trying to push and bring about. It's as Archbishop Fulton Sheen would always say, it's the brotherhood of man without the fatherhood of God. So yes, it's an apt description there. In the year 1865, there will be desecration of holy places. In convents, the flower of the church will decompose and the devil will make himself like the king of all hearts. May those in charge of religious communities be on their guard against the people they must receive, for the devil will resort to all his tricks and to introduce sinners into religious orders, for disorder and the love of carnal pleasures will spread all over the earth. France, Italy, Spain and England will be at war. Blood will flow in the streets. Frenchmen will fight Frenchmen. Italian will fight Italian. A general war will follow, which will be appalling. For a time, God will cease to remember France and Italy because the gospel of Jesus Christ has been forgotten. The wicked will make use of all their evil ways. Man will kill each other, massacre each other, even in their own homes. Now, that is quite an apt description of Rwanda. And Our Lady appeared to the children and warned them what was going to happen. And it certainly turned into a bloodbath, and people were killed by their neighbours in their own homes. At the first blow of the thundering sword, the mountains and all nature will tremble in terror. For the disorders and crimes of men have pierced the vault of heaven. Paris will burn and Marseille will be engulfed. Several cities will be shaken down and swallowed up by the earthquakes. People who believe that all is lost, nothing will be seen but murder, nothing will be heard but the clash of arms and blasphemy. The righteous will suffer greatly. Their prayers, their penances and their tears will rise up to heaven, and all of God's people will beg for forgiveness and mercy and will plead for my help and intercession. And then Jesus Christ, in an act of his justice and his great mercy, will command his angels to have all his enemies put to death. Suddenly the persecutors of the Church of Jesus and all those given over to sin will perish, and the earth will become desert-like. And then peace will be made, and man will be reconciled with God. Jesus Christ will be served, worshipped, and glorified. Charity will flourish everywhere. The new kings will be the right arm of the Holy Church, which will be strong, humble, pious, and its poor and fervent imitation of the virtues of Jesus Christ. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and mankind would make great progress in his faith. For there will be unity among the workers of Jesus Christ, and man will live in the fear of God. However, this peace among men will be short-lived. 25 years of plentiful harvest will make them forget that the sins of men are the cause of all the troubles on this earth. A forerunner of the Antichrist, with his troops gathered from several nations, will fight against the true Christ, the only survivor of the world. He will shed much blood and will want to annihilate the worship of God to make himself be looked upon as God. The earth will be struck by calamities of all kinds, in addition to plagues and famine, which will be widespread. There will be a series of wars until the last war, which will then be fought by the 10 kings of the Antichrist, all of whom will have one and the same plan and will be the only rulers of the world. Before this comes to pass, there will be a kind of false peace in the world. people will give themselves over to all kinds of sin. But the children of the Holy Church, the children of my faith, my true followers, they will grow in their love for God and in all the virtues most precious to me. Blessed are the souls humbly guided by the Holy Spirit. I shall fight at their side until they reach a fullness of years. Nature is asking for vengeance because of man, and she trembles with dread at what must happen to the earth stained with crime. Tremble, earth, and you who proclaim yourselves as serving Jesus Christ, and who on the inside only adore yourselves. Tremble, for God will hand you over to his enemy, because the holy places are in a state of corruption. Then she goes to talk about the Antichrist. At birth he will spew out blasphemy. He will have teeth, in a word. He will be the devil incarnate. He will scream horribly. He will perform wonders. He will feed on nothing but impurity. He will have brothers who, although not devils incarnate like him, will be children of evil. At the age of 12, they will draw attention upon themselves by the gallant victories they will have won. Soon they will each lead armies aided by the legions of hell. The seasons will be altered. The earth will produce nothing but bad fruits. The stars will lose their regular motion. The moon will only reflect a faint reddish glow. Water and fire will give the earth's globe convulsions and terrible earthquakes, which will swallow up mountains, cities, etc. That's interesting because it ties in with some of the other apparitions that we've heard. There was the vision that Sister Lucia had on the 3rd of January 1944, and she saw the tip of a lance, like a flaming lance, touch the earth, and the earth's axis wobbled. And at that moment, a whole lot of earthquakes happened, and mountains covered over cities, and waters exceeded their boundaries, the seas, etc., etc. And so that was a terrible sight for her, and she was very, very frightened, but she felt an arm on her shoulder, and Our Lady said to her, "One holy Catholic apostolic church, heaven, heaven, heaven." And with that, Sister Lucy was able to go on and write down the third secret, which she hadn't been able to write down for about 4 months. Okay, so Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. Now, that's a horrible thing to say, but that was also in the vision of Pope Leo XIII when he had that vision. He fell down as if in a trance after saying a mass in his private chapel, and he heard a conversation between our Lord and the devil, and Satan said, "I can destroy your church, but I need more time and more power over those who will give themselves over to me." And so our Lord said, "You have the time and you have the power." And the time was supposedly 75 to 100 years. So when did that time start? Some speculate that it started in 1917. And certainly you can see that things have been heating up in the last decades, things that are happening in the world that are just really beyond reason. You just would never have thought a generation ago that we'd be seeing some of the things that we're seeing today. So the demons of the air, together with the Antichrist, will perform great wonders on earth and in the atmosphere, and men will become more and more perverted. God will take care of his faithful servants and men of goodwill. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and all peoples of all nations will get to know the truth. And I make an urgent appeal to the earth. I call on all the true disciples of the living God who reign in heaven. I call on the true followers of Christ made man, the only true saviour of men. I call on my children, the true faithful, those who have given themselves to me, so that I may lead them to my divine Son, those whom I carry in my arms, so to speak, those who have lived in my spirit. There is some more, but perhaps we'll do that next time. So I'll just finish that lovely prayer. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore,